Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Jeff Brown, founder of the Valparaiso University Jazz Festival.
Yes.
Coming up at the beginning of April. I'm very excited for that. I know we have you here every year, Jeff, to talk about the festival. It's a big deal.
Yes, it's our 34th year.
Wow.
And we're looking forward to having a different type of festival this year, actually, than what I've been able to talk to you about before.
How so?
Well, on Monday and Tuesday night, we are going to be having, I think, more high school students on campus than we have had in a long time. There's going to be bands from Washington Township High School, Kankakee Valley High School, mm-hmm. Morgan Township High School. Those are three that have never been there before.
Huh.
Portage High School is going to be bringing two bands, mm-hmm. and they have a distinction of being one of the only three or four high school bands that performed at the Elmhurst Jazz Festival this year, and that's quite an honor. And Hobart High School. And then on Tuesday night, it's Chesterton High School, and Valparaiso High School is going to be bringing three jazz ensembles. And then at VU, we've got a new jazz ensemble, the one that I direct, which is the student instrumental ensemble, but we also have a brand new vocal jazz ensemble directed by Professor Anne Marie Bice, who she's doing a great job.
That's wonderful. You know, I'm very heartened to hear that there are all these jazz programs in the high schools, because you always hear about how the arts are being cut in the schools, but this is a thriving program, obviously.
Yes, and a lot of it should be attributed to the fact that I'm lucky enough to have been able to travel a lot and to do clinics throughout the Midwest a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The jazz educators in Northwest Indiana in the high schools are some of the best around, and
they
truly do an excellent job, and they help nurture this community. Like the schools I just mentioned, mm-hmm. there's going to be a little over, and this is a minimalistic type of guess, that there's going to be over 300 high school students there.
Jeez.
Why that's important to me is because that's the future of this music.
Absolutely.
And so not even if they just continue playing, mm-hmm. but you're educating an audience, mm-hmm. as well, which, as you well know, is as important as the people on the stage.
Mm-hmm. So it's high schools on Monday and Tuesday, and that's an important showcase, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Wednesday, April the 3rd, what do we move on to then?
Well,
this is a five-night festival.
Another interesting thing about jazz education is it does foster a continuation of the art form as adults. And what has happened in this area is some great local jazz ensembles being formulated. There's the Midwest Big Band that's directed by Steve Spiegel, which is adults. Calumet Ridge Jazz Ensemble, which is Andy Sutton, directs that. I direct with Bill Timmerman at Portage High School, the mm-hmm. Northwest Indiana Jazz Educators Big Band.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had this, all of a sudden, this burgeoning local big band scene.
Mm.
And so I decided, why not showcase them one evening? And so that's all Wednesday evening.
That sounds great. And then Thursday night, the Chicago Jazz Showcase.
Exactly. These three musicians that I'm bringing in, Scott Burns on tenor saxophone, who I recorded with on the trio's second CD, a great player. Ferez Whithead, trumpet player, who is an excellent jazz educator associated with the Jazz at Lincoln Center. Tom Garling, trombonist, phenomenal player and arranger and composer. They're going to be soloing with the VU Jazz Ensemble.
And then finally, on Friday night, you've got Stefan Harris and Blackout.
Stefan is a phenomenal vibraphonist, mm-hmm. and composer and arranger and educator. And he's going to be the opening act for him is a local guitarist, Marco Villarreal. That's how you pronounce it, Villarreal. I was tutored on that. And he's an excellent player. And that's been kind of something that I've established over the last 4 or 5 years to feature fine local professional musicians as kind of the warm-up act on Friday.
So some of the concerts are free at the beginning of the week with the high school students, and then but they're still reasonably priced throughout the festival.
Correct.
That's great.
Correct.
Well, thanks, Jeff, for being here to tell us about this year's festival, and good luck with it.
Thank you, my friend.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.